station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and good morning to our listeners tuned 91.3 FM audio streaming at www.vocfm.co.za 95.8 FM in the Boland to 90.7, 90.9 ocean to ocean. As promised, I have informed you earlier on with regards to Niaz Barandela, who is in need of financial assistance, and that is for a change of batteries. It's a dorsal column stimulator that he has had implanted 6 years ago. Niaz, assalamualaikum to you and a warm welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
And then to Rahma, your beautiful wife, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam.
And we hope somebody's taking care of the 3-year-old at home.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. We're here to speak to the listeners with regards to your condition and also, you know, for financial assistance to change your batteries. Tell us about your condition and how the implant came about.
Okay, so at about a year in 2012, I've had a bit of a back injury. I started off as a slip disc, and then I went into a nerve and it had a bit of a pinched nerve into my left leg. And the pain has been consistent like throughout the time, and then it shot to the back as well. And then I went to a doctor, and the doctor suggested that I should have some checkups and scans and to see what's really affecting it, because I can't come into the doctor like frequently all the time.
Yes.
And when I went to the hospital for the scan, they said I needed an immediate operation because there's a nerve, a disc that's pushing onto the nerve. And that would affect my entire lower back and my left leg at the time. But so then a few days later, it affected both of my legs. So I needed operation immediately. And the first procedure that I had was called a discectomy, mm-hmm. which is part of the disc that has been like eaten out already, half of the disc. And the disc needed to be cut off. And for that to be done, I needed that operation like immediately, as in there and there. So I had the procedure done. And when I came out of surgery, I picked up infection in the hospital as well. So I've been there for about another 2 months on medication, like drips and more other medication to clean out the infection. And when I had the infection removed, and then I needed a spinal fusion to be done because part of the disc is eaten away in the spine. So they needed to take part of the disc that's part of my hip bone and replace that with the disc in the back. And then further from there, I had the spinal fusion done where the plates and the screws are all placed into the lower part of the back. And bear in mind, after the procedure, that I still had pain though. So the pain was coming from both legs and the entire lower back now.
You're walking aided today as well.
Yes, that's right.
But I'm sure that, you know, apart from all those procedures that you've experienced, then you had the dorsal column stimulator. Tell us about that.
Okay, so once I had the fusion done, I then, it wasn't like fully like completed, where I could say I'm pain-free. I then, my sister then from the UK, she then checked up online with in terms of doctors around the area in Cape Town, and she came across a pain management clinic. And where I could be treated with pain to see what do I need, how to assist me with the pain and stuff. So this is where the dorsal column stimulator comes in place now. So basically, just to tell you what the dorsal column stimulator is about, it's a frequency that goes up in your nerve or the spine. It kind of soothes the nerve. So for I always make an example by stating when a cell phone is ringing, just picture that ringing inside your body times 10. So that soothes the nerves like from the legs and the lower back. So the meantime, I have had it now about 6 years. And unfortunately, the 5 years with the battery life that's supposed to keep it that long, it's now ended. And I need a procedure to be done for the change of battery. But the battery is quite a penny. So the battery alone is 113,000 for the battery just alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor's fees need to be paid. The blood works need to be paid as well. And All the costs are just piling up now.
Can I just ask a question, Niaz? You know, obviously you've had all these procedures done and operations done, and when you had the dorsal column stimulator inserted or implanted, did it bring that necessary relief so that you could, you know, do go about your daily, you know, activities? You could go back to work. You could do things again.
Yeah, so I was told by my doctor who inserted the stimulator in my body that I would have 50% chance of normal life. And with Allah's Qudrat, alhamdulillah, I've had more, I could say about 80% of normal life back again. Because I don't have pain, because the stimulator works in the body. There's no need for as much oral medication as I used to be taking with antibiotics and all the pain medication and the various different amounts of pain medication I've been on.
So the stimulator, does it work intermittently or does it work continuously?
So it works continuously all the time. It's on. I have a remote.
Is that something you... Oh, you do have a remote.
Yes, I have a remote. Yes,
that's my thing. You must hold on to that remote.
So I do have the remote, and I just place it on the back of my right backside on the top part, and then I'll just hold it. It's like a sensor. You hold the remote against your back, and you can just change the frequencies. So like I said, picture a cell phone ringing, so you will feel the different frequencies and vibrations going through the entire legs and back.
Is there any side effect to this stimulator?
Regards to the side effects, what I've checked up on, there was nothing that affected me immediately. So the side effects to this was the aluminium battery or the aluminium box that's placed in your back, it might leak. So the battery, the battery acid will leak inside the body. That means it's not agreeing to you.
Okay.
But with Allah's Qudrat again, it works for me, and alhamdulillah, in a much better state for that 5 years that I've had it in.
Niaz, you need a lot of money to have this battery changed, inshallah. And that needs to happen very soon, because you mentioned at 5 years battery span, you're already over time with the battery.
Yes, I've maxed it out, yeah.
And it might leak because of, being in your body for too long. We all know what happens to old batteries that's in a device as well.
Yes.
So it starts leaking. So you need this operation before anything like that starts. So how soon, have you spoken to your doctor? How soon can you do the operation, and how soon do you need this funds?
Okay, so I've spoken to my doctor, and he, at the time, he had to go overseas for a lecture tour in regarding the simulator, because I'm one of five people that has it in Cape Town, so it's not really much that everybody knows about it, that they can assist financially, or I can just tell someone and that they can assist me with in terms of money. That's why I've just decided to come onto the radio to give some more exposure to the dorsal column stimulator as well, that I could have it done. But I actually need it as soon as possible, because I do check with the company is called Medtronics that I deal with the stimulator.
Okay.
That's the company, and I do a regular checkup with them by going to them to check how far the battery is. So about 2 weeks ago, it wasn't 5%, and currently I'm back on 2% now at the moment. So not long, it's going to be cutting off soon. And if it goes off soon, then I'm actually just lying in the bed. This is the first time I've been out in a while. So feels like a little bit of vacation coming out.
An outing coming to us, subhanAllah. And we really appreciate the fact that you are here to speak about your condition as well. So that means you, do you work from home? Are you able to work?
Okay, so I'm not able to work at the moment. I went in to see my manager, and they are fortunate to give me the time off that I need for the procedure to be done. They requested me to be a month off from work, so that is just enough time for me to can gather everything, and my doctor being back in Cape Town at the moment, because he's the only one that does this procedure. But the work has been quite sincere with me, and they've given me the time that I need.
Yes, perhaps, the generosity of our listeners will grant you to have this implant or battery change sooner rather than later. Are you thinking of any other ways of raising funds, or how can people assist you? Give us some ideas.
Okay, so my family has been assisting me throughout the time since I've had the procedure. Since without the procedure, they've been always comforting me like 24/7 to see if I'm okay. And now that I've Rahma in my life as well, she's always been assisting me day to day.
Great mercy from Allah, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So my sister, that she's trying to work on a high tea for me as well to get that sorted out so that we can raise some funds there. But it needs to be done as soon as possible. So we're trying for the end of the month, because there are going to be loads of medical bills that still need to be paid in after this, after the procedure is done.
The high tea, do you have any details on the high tea that you want to share with our listeners?
Okay, so I don't have the exact information as yet, but I will. I can post it up on the site that I have out at the moment. Mm-hmm. And there will be more information with regards to that, because my sister is actually arranging that for me with her friends, and they're trying to get something going in the meantime.
Okay. If our listeners wish to contribute financially towards your battery change, is there banking details that you want to share, or can they phone you if they want to contribute?
I did provide the banking details on the one form.
Well, I don't have those forms. Maybe if I can get it from my producer. Otherwise, if Rahma has it, then she can share it with the listeners as well.
I'll just get it now, yes.
So Are you able to walk? Are you able to do any sport? Are you able to tell us what you, how restricted you are? Or
okay, so I can only do as much as walking and not brisk walking.
Okay.
That's the most that I can do, just walking for now. Because I have mostly been just lying in bed or sitting up in a chair because my body will be too sore of laying, then I need to sit up in a chair. My body will get sore of sitting in a chair again and then going back to laying and walking to the bathroom and back to the bed again.
Okay.
That's as far as I'm going now.
But you mentioned that you do have a job, but you're off work for this month.
Yes.
Right? So in this month, you need to be sorted out.
Yes, that's right, yes.
In
October
Sean.
Month, yes.
So you want to share the details with us,
bank details, yes.
Rahma, from your perspective and being the wife and seeing your husband in pain, maybe if you can just, you know, share with our listeners how, you know, on a day, today is out. Obviously, it is going to go back now. He needs to go and lie down as well. So you have to see to everything else then?
Yes, that's good. Like I help him with like everything. Like sometimes he needs assistance going to the bathroom because then the pain is too much in the left leg. So then even my son, he like if he sees his father walking alone with a walking aid to the bathroom,
yes,
then he would come run in front of him and he'd say, "Daddy, put your hand on me."
Oh,
and then
so
he'd assist him.
3 years old.
3 years old.
Subhanallah. You want to share that details with our listeners?
Yeah.
Then,
so
yes?
This is the banking details that you can make any sort of donation towards my column stimulator. The bank name is Standard Bank, and
yes,
the branch code is 6309. And the account holder is myself, Niaz Berendilla, and the account number is 1010374-3535.
Okay.
And it's a current account,
okay.
Yes.
You've mentioned it's 1010374-3535.
That's right.
And the branch yours is 6309, a current account in your name that is Nia's. Let me just get the Barandilla.
Barandilla, yes,
okay.
That's right.
Just with regards to, you know, the frequencies, do you adjust it as to the pain itself? Can you lower the dosage? Can you up the dosage as per the pain?
Yes. So, like I said, there were different plans that I'm on my remote. So, plan A will have a different type of frequency, as well as B and C. But I leave it mostly on A because A is a quite high one, and it calms down the pain immediately. Whereas B and C doesn't work that much, but I leave my stimulator on throughout the day, throughout the night. But it all depends on when I align my back up straight, mm-hmm, that means it's on now. And when I just go back and I fold my crouch a bit forward, then it means it's off. So I have that comfortability of switching on whenever I need. I don't
okay.
have to use the remote all the time. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So which means you are in full control thereof as well. So if you, does it mean if it's not on that you have pain?
So once I switch it over, it goes back to it, and I feel the nerve pain that's pushing me in my back again, yes. And then my legs become like slightly numb,
mm-hmm,
and I get pins and needles throughout the leg until the toes, and then I constantly just like to press it to feel if it's like still there. Then.
But worried, you came up the staircase here today.
Yes.
Or was it the first time you took a flight of stairs?
It's the first time I took a stairs in a while, yes.
You are so brave. I think you need to go lie down when you get home.
I am, yes.
So with assistance, obviously, you'll be going down as well. So we want to wish you all the best. If people wish to make contact with you to find out more, because you know nowadays you have lots of people going for back operations,
yes,
and spinal fusions and wanting to know, so what makes yours different to theirs and things like that, would you be able to advise them as well? Are there support groups, you know, for people with spinal fusions and, you know, with conditions such as yours?
Okay, there is one on Facebook, which is called the Dorsum Column Stimulator. On there, I do partake now and again. If anybody's having any questions, I would partake. But if they wish to contact me, they can contact me on my mobile number through WhatsApp. It's 067-257-6678. And I would briefly then just assist where I can.
That's 067-257-6678.
That's right.
Of the few people that has this, you know, implant, are they all males?
So there is one female that I know of, but mostly all males that I have been communicating with, yeah.
Okay. And are those females just the female that you know of, is she post-childbearing or is she still very young?
So it's post-childbearing, yes. So she had a child, and then because I've heard of many people as well also suffer just of lower back injury,
yes,
or like sports injuries or anything like that, and it switched to a pinched nerve, and then it's like it's stabbing pains in the lower back,
yes,
and then it would affect them in one of each legs, but not both. but I'm currently suffering of both legs at the moment. That's why the simulator works for both of the legs for me. Yeah.
Indeed, to our listeners, Niaz in studio is only 30 years old. Am I correct, Niaz?
That's right.
Yes, so there's a whole life ahead of him, and I think today we're asking you, the listener, you know, to be generous enough to assist him. He only mentioned the change of battery, which is 113,000 rand, and there's still the expenses of hospitalization and all of this, and doctor's expenses. And going to, do you going to surgery for this as well?
Yes, I have to go for surgery for that, and that's about a 3 to 4 hour operation. And there is some financial assistance needed there as well. And for the person who put you to sleep, actually, that's as well needed as well. Yeah.
There's some positive response here. Somebody says, Salam Santi Aisha, can I have the details again? So that is a Standard Bank account, and it is 6309, that is the branch code, and the account number is 101037435, and it's the current account. And if you wish to speak to Niaz yourself, at 067-257-6678. You want to share your sister's details with regards to the high tea, then people can contact her.
Okay, so her name is Suad Osman.
Okay.
And the contact number for her is
072-837-3935. Master Shukran so much, Rahma, for braving the stairs up with you, Abi and Niaz. Allah grant you both, you know, a lifetime together, inshallah, with lots of sabr. And I know that you're Rahma, so you're very merciful towards him, alhamdulillah, and grant you all the happiness, inshallah, and your health restored. Ameen.
Shukran so much, Auntie Aisha, for having us.
You're welcome, and assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum salam.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.